The FBI is under scrutiny for the way it scrutinized a terror suspect. Prosecutors are laying out evidence that Zacharias Moussaoui was involved in the 9/11 attacks, but the Bureau will be under as much of a microscope as Moussaoui. NPR's Laura Sullivan reports.
The FBI has found itself in a precarious position so far in this trial. On the one hand, prosecutors are seeking to portray the Bureau as an agile, adept agency that could have easily prevented September 11th if Moussaoui had told them he was a member of Al-Qaeda and here on a terrorist mission. But at the same time, prosecutors are also arguing that there is no way the FBI could have figured that out on its own without Moussaoui telling them so. The two FBI agents on the stand yesterday seemed to wrestle with this problem, seeming almost defensive at times as they testified that the Bureau knew a lot about Al-Qaeda before the attacks, that they knew the group had looked into using box cutters, training at flight schools, and even flying planes into buildings. But at the same time, that wasn't enough to discover the 9/11 plot. When pressed by the defense, Agent James Fitzpatrick acknowledged that the Bureau was unable to find two of the hijackers who spent the year and a half before the attacks getting driver's licenses, buying cars, opening bank accounts, and listing themselves in the Los Angeles phone book, all under their real names, and all while the FBI was apparently trying to find them. The defense suggested yesterday that even if Moussaoui had told the Bureau he was a member of Al-Qaeda and part of a possible plot, the Bureau would have done no more with this information than it did when it learned about the two hijackers. The prosecution read for the jury the dramatic last words of the flight attendants aboard the two doomed planes that slammed into the Twin Towers. One cried out, "We are flying way too low. Oh my God, we are way too low." As Moussaoui sat at his little table in the corner of the courtroom, he smiled and ever so slightly pumped his fist. Laura Sullivan, NPR News.